This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of proposed indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed this outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the account. In a pair of tweets, Sayed Abbas Argachi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, the State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. Rescue workers labored to deal with the damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated within minutes. The death toll in one Western Germany area, home to a badly hit a county, rose to 98. Another 43 people were confirmed dead in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state. Belgium's National Crisis Center said the country's confirmed death toll from the flooding is now at 27. Days of heavy rain turned normally minor rivers and streets into raging torrents this week, and caused the disastrous flooding that swept away cars, engulfed homes, and trapped residents.